Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jaya 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 Jaya
The following is a class given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj on June 6, 1981 at New Taliban Farm in Carrier, Mississippi. The class begins with a reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 28, Text 65.
Chapter 28, Canto 4, Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhadhishmane tadadhyatmang parokshena pradarsitam yat paroksha priyodevo bhagavan visvabhavana. Bhadhishman. O King Prachina Bhadhi. Etat. This. Adhyatmam. Narration of self-realization. Parokshena. Indirectly. Pradarshitam. Instructed. Yat. Because. Paroksha. Priya. Interested by. Indirect description. Devaha. The Supreme Lord. Bhagavan. Personality of Godhead. Visvabhavana. The cause of all causes. Translation. My dear King, Prachina Bhadhi, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes, is celebrated to be known indirectly. Thus I have described the story of Puranjana to you. Actually, it is an instruction for self-realization. Translation by Srila Prabhupada with repetition. My dear King, Prachina Bhadhi, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes, is celebrated to be known indirectly. Thus I have described the story of Puranjana to you. Actually, it is an instruction for self-realization. Report by Srila Prabhupada. There are many similar stories in the Puranas for self-realization. As stated in the Vedas, Paroksha Priya Iva Hi Devaha. There are many stories in the Puranas that are intended to interest ordinary men in transcendental subjects, but actually these refer to real facts. They are not to be considered stories without a transcendental purpose. Some of them refer to real historical facts. One should be interested, however, in the real purport of the story. Indirect instruction is quickly understandable for a common man. Actually, the path of bhakti yoga is the path of hearing directly about the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Savanam kirtanam Vishnu. For those who are not interested in hearing directly about the activities of the Lord, who cannot understand them, can very effectively hear such stories and fables like this one narrated by Narada Muni. Then it gives here a glossary of some of the important words in this chapter. Will you read that? No. Just a few of the big ones. Idmalaha. The devotee who approaches the spiritual master, Idma, refers to wood that is taken to burn as fuel for a fire. A brahmachari is supposed to take this Idma to ignite the fire used in performing sacrifices. By spiritual instruction, a brahmachari is trained to ignite a fire and offer oblations in the morning. He is supposed to go to the spiritual master to take lessons on transcendental subject matter, and the Vedic injunction is that when approaching the spiritual master, one must carry with him fuel to perform yajnas or sacrifices. The exact Vedic injunction is as follows. Tadavijnanartam saguru meva vigdachet samitpani srotrivam brahmanistam. To learn transcendental subject matter, one must approach the spiritual master. In doing so, he should carry fuel to burn and sacrifice. The symptom of such a spiritual master is that he is expert in understanding the Vedic conclusion, and therefore he constantly engages in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mundaka Upanishad 1-12. By serving such a bona fide spiritual master, gradually a conditioned soul becomes detached from material enjoyment and invariably makes progress in spiritual realization under the direction of the spiritual master. Those who are misled by the illusory energy are never interested in approaching a spiritual master to make life successful. Modirekshana. Modirekshana refers to one whose eyes are so attractive that one who observes them becomes maddened by her. In other words, Madhirekshana means a very beautiful young girl. According to Jiva Goswami, Madhirekshana means the personified deity of bhakti. If one is attracted by the bhakti cult, he becomes engaged in the service of the Lord and the spiritual master, and thus his life becomes successful. Vaidarbhi, the woman became a follower of her husband. As she left her comfortable home for the service of her husband, so a serious student of spiritual understanding must give up everything for the service of the spiritual master. As stated by Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Yascha Prasadad Bhagavat Prasada. If one wants actual success in life, he must strictly follow the instructions of the spiritual master. By following such instructions, one is sure to make rapid progress in spiritual life. This statement by Vishwanatha Chakravarti is in pursuance of the following instructions from the Svetashvatara Upanishad. Yasya deve parabhakti yata deve tata gurav tasya ite khasita yata prakashante mahatmana. Only unto those great souls who have implicit faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master are all the imports of Vedic knowledge automatically revealed. Svetashvatara Upanishad 6:23. In the Chandogya Upanishad it is said, Acharyavan Purusho Veda. One who approaches a bona fide spiritual master can understand everything about spiritual realization. Vaidarbhi. The woman who was formerly a man but who took birth as a woman in his next life because of too much attachment to woman. Dharba means kusa grass. Intuitive activities or karma kandiya, ceremonies, one requires kusa grass. Thus, Vaidarbhi refers to one who takes a birth in a family of karma kandiya understanding. However, if by karma kandiya activities one by chance becomes in contact with a devotee, as Vaidarbhi did when she married Malayat Dwaja, his life becomes successful. He then pursues the devotional service of the Lord. A conditioned soul becomes liberated simply by following the instructions of the bona fide spiritual master. Thus end the Bhakti Vedanta purport of the 4th canto, 28th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Paranjana Becomes a Woman in the Next Life. Rupa Goswami advises those who are attached to family, friend, and society, or those who want to be attached, remain attached to such things. He advises them not to look at the beautiful threefold bending form of Govinda with his enchanting smile, which is playing, and his lips, which are playing on the flute, whose sound attracts all of the living entities' minds. That Govinda, who is decorated with the peacock's flower and surrounded by his loving devotees. So, of course, Rupa Goswami, he does not want anyone to not look at Govinda. So he is glorifying Govinda by stating the thing in that way. That by looking at Govinda, automatically one begins to become attached. By hearing about Govinda, one becomes attached. By hearing about and by serving Govinda, one becomes spiritually advanced and attached. What is the result of spiritual advancement? One becomes detached from family, material friendship, and material society. This is the symptom of spiritual advancement. So that automatically comes by becoming attracted to Govinda. So how Govinda attracts one, that is his causeless mercy, that he is the all-attractive. Simply, if the iron is placed near the magnet, it will be attractive. We have placed, through so many countless births in this material world, tremendous amounts of garbage, contamination, over our spiritual consciousness. Therefore, the natural attraction which is there is being somewhat impeded by this covering. Nonetheless, just as if you cover iron by so many things, the strong pull of the magnet will still have its effect. But when one takes off the covering, and there's simply the magnet and the steel, or the iron, then the full effect is there. So the conditioned souls, they are so covered up, and because they do not want to know Krishna, therefore Krishna does not ordinarily attract them. But simply by association with devotees who are attracted, that has the effect of awakening their dormant attraction to Krishna. It is so powerful. The Vedas are not meant that men should remain in misery, that men should remain in ignorance, that men should remain in the bondage of this material world. The Vedas are there to give real knowledge. There are so many books written. One can see the huge volumes and volumes in the bookstore regarding the temporary political situation, regarding the history. Each history has got its own different viewpoint. There's so many different books on language and practical things, as well as on even the so-called spiritual path. But the clear path is very hard to find. Therefore, although there are so many literatures written, one does not see the human society being changed by these literatures. But not even individual people are permanently affected by any of these. For some time, someone may be affected. And then after some time, again, something else will affect them. But devotional service is such a sublime truth that one may be completely transformed, and that transformation may be complete and unchanging. So, to do that, one has to approach a spiritual master. A spiritual master, here it says, idma, one has to bring the fuel for the fire. That means one should go to a spiritual master prepared to make a sacrifice. In the previous times, the sacrifice was, of course, the home yajna, or the fire sacrifice. And to this age, fire sacrifice is not very much recommended as a daily practice. Of course, we also use fire sacrifice for our ceremonies, such as initiation and marriage. But the sacrifice which is recommended for this age is the Harinam, or the chanting of Hare Krishna. And even the fire sacrifice could not be effective in this age without the chanting of Hare Krishna. Therefore, during the fire sacrifice, we are always having this chanting, reading from the Bhagavatam. Those are regular happenings. disciple comes to the spiritual master, he has to be prepared to perform sacrifice. What is the use of going to the spiritual master if he is not ready to take up the actual practices of spiritual life? What is the use of going to a doctor if the doctor tells you, all right, stop taking ghee or take this medicine, if you don't want to follow what the doctor says? You're wasting your money on the doctor, and you're wasting the doctor's time, and you're wasting your own time. Because there's no faith in the doctor, or there's no inclination to actually take the medicine. Similarly, we are materially diseased. And therefore, when we approach the spiritual master, that means that we should be prepared to accept this instruction and follow it. Otherwise, there's no need for a spiritual master. So the Prabhupada was emphatic that in the presence of the spiritual master, there is no need for any type of misery or anxiety. All the doubts and misgivings of a disciple can easily be counteracted by the presence of the spiritual master if one takes the advantage. So, that is the purpose. And a brahmachari or a student should not simply go empty-handed, but should go prepared to perform yajnas or sacrifices. And that sacrifice may vary from time to time. Just as a sacrifice now is chanting Hare Krishna before it was lighting a fire. These things are to be understood. Of course, generally people nowadays, they find all these transcendental subject matters very difficult. We even see that Jesus Christ in the Bible, he always told so many parables or stories. And these stories have made the things more understandable, or at least listenable to his disciples. And of course, so here is one story in the Vedas, giving a practical example about Puranjana. So of course, then that is described. So what is the meaning of all these stories? One may tell a story, but every story has got some meaning or some basis, and that basis has to be understood. Otherwise, just to tell the stories alone is not enough. Sometimes I'm explaining some philosophical point, and then some devotee raises his hand and says, can we hear another story about Lord Chaitanya? At the same time, hearing different stories and pastimes is very relishable. But the devotees themselves have to know how to apply those stories. Here's a story about Puranjana. Of course, it's very interesting to hear all these things. He's battling and he's dying and being reborn and everything. But one then has to take the advantage of what is the meaning of all these stories. What instruction is there for me within this story? Otherwise, simply hearing stories is not so effective. But if we can hear the story, if we can understand from that some instruction or some of the glories or qualities of the Lord or his devotional service, then that has got some practical benefit to us. Without that practical benefit, then what is the use of hearing all these things? The devotional service is practical. It is not meant just to be heard, but it is meant to be practiced, it is meant to be understood, it is meant to be given to others. That is the basic nature. Lord Chaitanya said that Brahmando Gramite Kono Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lota Bij, that the seed of devotional service is received by someone who is very, very fortunate. Amali Hoya Se Bij Kore Aropan Savana Kitana Jale Kora Yese Chan, And one who gets that seed of devotional service, he becomes a gardener, he becomes a farmer. And he waters that plant. He irrigates it. The word is Sechan. Sechan means to water. But in Bengali, in other Indian language, they say irrigation, they use the word Secha. That means a profuse watering, not just like a sprinkle. But Secha means irrigation. So, how does a devotee irrigate his heart, his devotional creeper? Sravana kitana jale. With the waters of hearing and chanting. With the waters of hearing and chanting about the glories of the Lord, about this transcendental subject matter. So that doesn't end in the class. Srila Prabhupada described that in the class one is chewing, one is swallowing all these things. But then one has to digest it. And if it doesn't digest, then just like the cow spits up the cud and chews on it, then again, it should be spit out, but not all the way, just in the mouth. And then you ask questions. What does this mean? What does that mean? I cannot understand this. And then, after thoroughly understanding that subject matter, then again it's swallowed and thoroughly digested. And then, later on, just like the cow produces milk, then that subject matter again is given to others. Just like the cow gives milk and gives to others in charity, to the calf and to even other people. More than enough milk is produced. And that milk is also very valuable. So similarly, the instruction received from the Shastra, from the spiritual master, that should be listened to, and that should be digested. If necessary, it should be even redigested after thorough discussion and understanding. And when the thing is completely transformed, then it becomes milk that is also given again to others. That makes a perfect cycle. What is the use of a cow if it doesn't give any milk? Right? Just eat. So, similarly, a disciple, a student who hears the subject matter but doesn't give it to others or practically apply it in terms of service, what is the value? It is not very valuable. So, therefore, one is recommended that one should digest it and should again distribute it as far as possible. Or at least should apply it in practical everyday activities so that one's example may be instructive to others. Here, Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur is glorifying the attractive eyes of the beautiful young girl of bhakti. Devotional service is so attractive that someone who becomes attractive by this devotional service becomes completely successful. Actually, different kinds of people are attracted by different things. Some people are very gross, they're attracted by gross things. But there is a type of quality and beauty, and that beauty which is most attractive, of course, is of the highest quality. And so some people, they may not be able to fully appreciate the fine distinctions between the beauty of one thing or another. Like that, the gross materialists, even they can appreciate that someone who is very devoted, someone who is very faithful, someone who is very fixed in God consciousness has got some extraordinary quality. They can appreciate to some extent, but they cannot differentiate that beauty or appreciate the true value of that beauty as compared to the beauty of other gross things in this material world. But for someone who is very intelligent, who is very discerning or honest and true, he can differentiate. What is the difference between gross sense gratification, gross attachment to this body, and what is the pure bhakti or devotional service to the Lord which gives ecstatic prema or love of Krishna? He can differentiate. So Srila Prabhupada said this movement is meant to create gentlemen. People who have understood the purpose and meaning of life and who are situated in the perfection of devotional service to the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. So those who are able to take advantage of this type of activity, they're considered to be bhagya or bhagyavan. That means very fortunate. Very fortunate. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained to Rupa Goswami, that there are ato brahmanda bhari ananta jivagan sarasthi lakha yonite parayi brahma. 84 lakh species of life, that means 8,400,000 species of life, filling up this whole universe, amongst which human beings are few. And amongst the human beings, those who follow the Vedas are very few. Veda nishtha madhya arjik veda mukhe mane. And amongst those Veda Nishthas, the followers of the Vedas, most of them accept the Vedas by mouth. Why Vedas? Even other scriptures. Generally speaking, you see people, they accept by mouth. Believe and you will be saved. Simply say, I believe. That's enough. But then they do everything that's forbidden in those same scriptures. They don't even consider in their daily activities that these things should be thought about or should control our lives. Simply believe and you'll be saved. That's enough. Just give your lip service. That's all you have to do. And everything else, you don't even consider what is to be done, what is not to be done according to the instructions of the scripture. This is 99% or at least a majority of the percent all over the world. Even in the Vedas, Lord Chaitanya said most of the people, they may say, yes, I follow Veda, I'm Hindu, I'm whatever. They may say something to just give some lip service. But in a practical day-to-day activity, do they consider what do the Vedas say? What is to be done? What is not to be done? That is ordinary people. They're like that. A devotee is not expected to be, he's expected to be first-class person. That means that whatever he does is authorized by the Vedas. Nothing is unauthorized. Therefore, one is always safe, protected. One is always safe from the dangers of Maya, just like the small child protected by the parents is always safe. As soon as a small child tries to go off on one's own, then immediately there are so many dangers that come up. So many dangers. Similarly, when we are directly under the protection of Krishna, then one cannot. One is always protected. And as soon as one tries to go astray, then one is responsible for one's own activities. And that puts one in great difficulty. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he descended to make it very easy and simple for everyone. The brahmachari doesn't have to bring the firewood, doesn't have to bring the ghee. All he has to do is bring his tongue, chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And we see how Lord Chaitanya, he instructed Nitai and Haridas to go door to door, requesting the people, Suno, Suno, Haridas, Suno, Suno, Nityananda, Suno, Haridas, Sarvatya Maragya, Koroho Prakash, Prati Gare Gare Gya, Koro Ebika, Bholo Krishna, Bhajo Krishna, Koro Krishna, Shikha. Listen, listen, Nityananda, listen, Haridas. Broadcast my message. to everyone, wherever they may be. Go from house to house and make this humble request. Chant Hare Krishna, Bolo Krishna, Bhajo Krishna, worship Sri Krishna, Guru Krishna Shikha, study the teachings of Krishna. This was the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that everyone should chant Hare Krishna, worship Krishna, and study his teachings. It's not very difficult. Of course, those who are preaching in full-time yogis, they are doing 16 rounds, they're worshipping in a regular way every day, and they're studying the teachings, reading the Bhagavatam every morning and every evening, they're having classes. But even if one just chants a little bit, worships a little bit, and reads and understands a little bit from the pure devotees, that is the beginning of one's spiritual life. Therefore, we are encouraging people all over the world to at least begin. Those who are in our temples, they practice fully. But there may be others who are not in our temples. If they can practice fully, then all glories to them. But then, even if they cannot, they should not hesitate to practice whatever they can, because that will hold them in good stead. That will give them the good fortune they need. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, his holy dham, his devotees, they're always under the protection of this Bhakti Devi. The Bhakti Devi ki jai. Bhakti Devi is very kind to the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, just like for instance, when Shankara Acharya, when he was doing his digvijay, that means in all directions he was going around and he was defeating all the different people and establishing his Buddhistic-like philosophy. Then he went to Navadvip Dham, and there in Navadvip Dham, he was also going to try to establish his Mayavadi philosophy. So what happened was, that evening when he went to sleep, Lord Chaitanya appeared to him. And said that, of course, because Shankaracharya was actually an avatar, incarnation of Shiva. And he told him that, you are, of course, my dear Lord Shiva, Rudra, partial incarnation. And you are so faithfully carrying out my instructions. You are so faithfully carrying out my instruction, establishing this Mayavadi philosophy and driving out Buddhism from India. But don't do your preaching here in Navadvip, because Navadvip is place of devotees. So don't do that preaching of Mayavadiism here. Do it elsewhere. Here you should know that you are always present as Rudradev. And in the Antar Deep, the centermost island, you were there as a Vidha Shiv, along with your consort Potamaya, Durga Devi. So, you spread your message other places and leave Navadvip under the pure devotional service. The pure devotional service is protected. Then, of course, Lord Chaitanya disappeared. And then Shankaracharya, and he left Navadvip and went to other places. So in this way, one can see that how Lord Chaitanya, he protects his devotees. And devotees, they stay free from such materialistic things, such as impersonal philosophy, sense gratification. You know that sense gratification, it enhances one's impersonalistic ideas. And impersonalism also enhances one's sense gratification. Because when there's a personality of Godhead, then we are attracted by His qualities. And being attracted by the qualities of Krishna means that one becomes detached from sense gratification and wants to engage in self-realization and understand more and more about Krishna. So sense gratification is like the night, and Krishna consciousness is like the day. So day and night, they don't mix. Whenever the daylight comes, then the light night goes. But whenever the night comes, the daylight is no longer there. So just in that way, the sense gratification and personal philosophy, these things are like the night. So when one believes, there's no personality of Godhead, then one doesn't become very attracted to spiritual realization. There's no quality. One thinks that this material world has got all the variety. And variety is the spice of life, so let me enjoy. Of course, finally, when one becomes frustrated, then he thinks, well, actually this enjoyment is not so successful. So let me merge and become one with God. So it's like two sides of the same coin. They nurture each other, impersonalism and sense gratification. Because by performing sense gratification, one starts to realize that the sense of everything is impersonal. The personal relationships, the more that one has sense gratification, the more they become impersonal. And one simply thinks about serving the senses. And the persons that are involved, they become less and less important. And the less that there is a gross sense gratification, the more that even the personal relationships remain very strong. So, ultimately, even in this material world, we can see these things. Where is the question of personal relationships amongst the very fallen people? They're simply using each other to enhance their materialistic sense gratification without any responsibility, without any real affection or service attitude. But here it says that very clearly in this material world, one has to take the advantage of spiritual master, one has to take the advantage of the shelter of advanced Vaishnavas and Vaishnavas, and by doing so, one is guaranteed a success. Just as Puranjana, when he took birth again as a woman, then he took shelter of the husband, and the husband, being a devotee, led Puranjana along the path of Krishna consciousness. And in that life, it was possible to reach perfection. One should take the advantage of Vaishnavas, take the advantage of devotional service, and be determined to finish up one's business in this life. If one is determined, no doubt Krishna will hear the call. Just like when Vishnu Swami was also traveling around India, he also came to Navadvip Dham. And Vishnu Swami was very eager to be attached to bona fide Vaishnava Sampradaya and to establish pure Krishna consciousness or pure devotional service to the Lord. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Holy Dham, has all the tirthas in it. So there, in that same Rudradeep where Lord Shankaracharya came, there Lord Shiva appeared to Vishnu Swami and said that your devotional service is very pleasing to me. What would you like? Whatever you, I like the devotees of Krishna so much. I like the devotees of Vaishnava. So whatever you like, I'll give you as a boon. What do you want? And he said that, please, establish me in a bona fide Vaishnava Sampradaya and bless me that I may be able to establish pure devotional service in the world. So Rudra himself, he initiated Vishnu Swami and established the Vishnu Swami Sampradaya. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also appeared to Vishnu Swami and told him that you should know that you are going to be participating in my pastimes through Balavacharya, Balabhatta. So you should immediately go. And in this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu You know that how he met Balavacharya at Prayag as well as in Jagannath Puri. Balavacharya, following the footsteps of Vishnu Swami, preached the Sudadvaita philosophy, which is also one of the bona fide Vaishnava philosophies. So in this way, the point I was trying to get to, if one has a desire, one is brought to the bona fide spiritual master. Even if not, then someone so great like Lord Shiva or Narada Muni or someone will come. If one is determined to serve, is determined to reach the truth, Krishna brings that person to bona fide spiritual master, brings that person to the association of devotees. We have to cultivate the desire. What is that seed that we are to farm and to water? That seed is a desire to serve Krishna. That has to grow and grow and grow. And that growth comes by constantly watering and cultivating, keeping out all the weeds. Until that desire becomes so strong that Krishna himself is attracted. Just like Krishna, you know that how sometimes he was playing around and running away from the gopis. And then one time he ran away and he took the four-armed form of Vishnu. And all the gopis, they ran by him. And they saw Vishnu and they offered their pranam with their hand. Please accept our obeisance. Have you seen Krishna? Have you seen Krishna? Even they saw Narayana, they're only attracted to Krishna. They wanted to know, where is Krishna? And so they went out looking for Krishna. But when Radharani came, it was actually Krishna was there as Vishnu. Her desire was so intense that two of his arms kept falling off. And just like when the baby is crying, Srila Prabhupada gives the example, the mother knows that if a sincere cry is there, the mother immediately goes and picks up the baby. Narada Muni was crying so sincerely that Krishna immediately appeared to him. Like that, there are so many examples. So that desire, in the beginning, is a small spark. But you fan and fan and fan until it becomes a big blaze. Until it consumes us. So we should be very eager. If we don't have that desire, we should be eager to have that desire. And if we're not eager to have that desire, then we should be very eager, very anxious that, why don't I have that desire to have that desire? And if we're not anxious that we don't have the desire for the desire, then we should become very anxious. Why we're not anxious that we're not anxious to have the desire to have the desire? And if we're not, then we should be anxious that we're not anxious that we're not anxious that we're not anxious to have the desire. And anyway, we should be very eager, enthusiastic, and anxious to become Krishna conscious. This is the point. That is the real thing which is the fuel for the fire. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasari Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare.